Blessings. I'm Gospel Recording Artist Appointed. Please stay tuned for Let's Talk to the Lord Gospel Radio Talk Show, created and hosted by Apostle John E. Ross. In the days
of the youth, while the evil days come night, nor the years draw nigh, thou should have no pleasure in them. Jesus is gone and what you're here. Christ on your side, you can make it. Christ on your side, you can make it. Christ on your side, you can make it. Christ on your side. Calling you, Jesus is calling.
He's calling.
Jesus is calling. Even calling you.
Remember, he called from day one. Remember them times you had the stacks and the guns. Remember them times where everything went wrong and you blamed everyone else with that same old song. It got old. You gotta call.
You know something different. Insanely, desperately in love with you, and nothing will ever distract me from loving you. I'm in love with you. Stayed with me when everybody walked away. You love me unconditionally. That's why I will forever give you the praise. Oh God, I'm for your amazing grace, and my heart is turned toward you. That's why I'll love you for the rest of my days. God, I'm mad, insanely distressed.
to say, oh, you have my love
forever.
Sing it like you mean to say,
oh,
you have my love forever. One more time, let me hear you sing, oh. I'm no music. Let me hear you say,
oh.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. I am your gospel radio apostle, Apostle John E. Ross, creator and host of this podcast, lead minister and founder of the Omega International Prophetic Ministries, and thank you for tuning in for season 5 of the Let's Talk to the Lord Gospel Radio Talk Show. Kingdom, this is the Woman's Empowerment episode of the Let's Talk to the Lord Gospel Radio Talk Show. And Kingdom, our guest for this episode of Let's Talk to the Lord is Deborah Stonell. Deborah Stonell is a breakthrough coach and a Christian woman empowerment specialist. Sister Deborah says, I help purpose-driven Christian women who are stuck but who want more out of life and want to become entrepreneurs and create a business that they love so that they can make an impact, make money, and make a difference. Before we begin our interview, Sister Deborah, please tell the Kingdom more about you. Who is Deborah Stonell in the Kingdom of God?
Oh, thank you very much for that very warm welcome. I was getting excited just listening to it. Well, I love women's empowerment. But let's see, I am married to an amazing man, Mark, and we have a son who's 27, Joseph. We have two cats, Mordecai and Rigby. And we live in the Shires. Those of you that know the Lord of the Rings will get that reference. And as a family, we just love everything superheroes. For myself, I like to think that I am a pioneer for Christian women. I'm so passionate about freedom, but true freedom, the one that we have in Jesus, not the one that we have in structures, not the one that we have in the minds of man or supposed roles in the world. I see many women coming into true freedom in this season, and that's why I believe there is a huge counterfeit going on right now. But honestly, the enemy only counterfeits what is based on truth. So while I love the fact that women are rising up right now, they are, the counterfeit way is not the godly way, taking on the worldly mantles or taking on, you know, rather than taking on the kingdom mantles. So the women that I am pioneering are those who whose lives have been full but not necessarily fulfilled, those who have been in the background even of their own lives in supporting roles. They've taken on the support mantle when truly, in Jesus' name, they should be leaders. And they have so much gold inside. They sense that they were made for more, but they're stuck. And I'm here to release them into who they truly are in Christ and into specifically their God-given business purpose so that they can make a real difference in this world through impact and influence. Because ultimately, it's actually not about us. It's about who lives in us and his plans and purpose, which will truly make that difference.
Amen, amen, and amen again. Please tell the kingdom your story of repentance and receiving Christ as your Savior and Lord.
Well, I don't think that there was ever a time that I didn't believe in God. I guess what I didn't understand truly was about the relationship part that sort of came later. I remember being very young and saying to God, if you exist, but I know you do, show me a robin. And I'm not kidding. A robin flew out, seemingly out of nowhere, and landed at my feet and just looked up at me. Honestly, it was amazing. And I chose a robin specifically because it was the middle of summer and I was standing outside my front door. There were no trees around. I lived on an estate at the time. And truly back then, you didn't really see robins unless it was the winter season. So now the robin is my favorite bird of all time. And I guess I officially gave my heart, as we like to say, at the age of 15, I'd been regularly attending the same church since I was 8. And in fact, I continued there until about the age of 30 when I emigrated to Barbados the first time. That's another story. But when I officially came to Christ, it was at 15. I was alone in my bedroom and I had asked him to come into my life. And I had such an amazing experience. The room filled with such a bright light, and I felt such peace, and I actually felt like I was floating. It was beautiful. And since then, I've had so many amazing supernatural or natural, depending on how you want to look at it, experiences all throughout my life with the Lord. So many that, quite frankly, I'd have to write a book about it.
Amen. Sister Deborah Stonell, let's begin our conversation talking about empowerment kingdom. We will be covering four areas in this episode, and we will be discussing empowerment, prosperity, coaching, and entrepreneurship, and we will be centering each category by the Word of God. Kingdom empowerment is defined as the process of becoming stronger and more confident, especially in controlling our lives and claiming our rights, which begin with relationship with God through relationship with Christ Jesus. Empowerment gives us the ability to do something about our needs, wants, beliefs, and is inclusive of economics, political, cultural, and society. Kingdom, whether you realize it or not, as a woman in relationship with God through Jesus Christ, you can take your place if called by God in the political arena or judges as an apostle rooted in Christ and hold an office standing firmly on the Word of God and be successful. Deuteronomy 31:6 declares, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble in dread before them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not fail you or abandon you. Jeremiah 1:5 declares, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you and approved you as my chosen instrument. And before you were born, I consecrated you to myself as my own. I have appointed you as a prophet to the nation." So, ladies, the word is inclusive of you also. When God has given you purpose, He will qualify you, lead you, and guide you, and you are not disqualified by mistakes or the past mistakes or the way you arrived into this world. If God called you, commanded you, and anointed you, then nothing can stop you but you. Sister Deborah, let me let you in right here. How can women become a woman of impact and influence for the kingdom of God?
Amen to what you just said. That was very empowering and so true. And I would, in answer to your question, I would say by seeking first the kingdom. The best way of having an impact and influence in the kingdom is to understand this kingdom that you want an impact and influence in. And the best way to understand it is to know Jesus. Jesus is the kingdom. He is everything. Colossians 1:17. "And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together." John 1:1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." This is talking about Jesus. This is not talking about the Bible. It's talking about Jesus, the person of Christ. Hebrews 1:3, Romans 11:36, Ephesians 4:6, and more. The whole Bible points to Jesus. We're not supposed to stop there. The Bible doesn't even tell us to do that. Jesus is so much more. In fact, the world revolves around Jesus, whether it knows it or not. So I would say, understand him, understand his nature, because he came to show us who Father God really is. Hebrews 1:3 says, "The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his nature." So if you want to know who Father God is, and I know many women struggle with their past, struggle with who they are, think that they've made too many mistakes. But I would say if you want to know who Father God really is and what he thinks of you, look at Jesus and his nature. And remember that the Holy Spirit, as a living, breathing being, is there to help you do just that. So I suggest whatever's happened in your life, you line everything up with the character, nature, and person of Christ. Because people will always try to get you to line up with their perspective of who Christ is. And that does include how they interpret the Word of God. I spent my time focused on Jesus, his words, his acts, his nature. I worshipped, I soaked, I journaled, I prayed, I read about him, not only in the Bible, but I study my Bible every day, but other literature too. A book that I thoroughly recommend is Jesus Unbound. And honestly, it wasn't until I did all of this, and I truly believe God led me to do that, that I became truly free. And I can be myself in the context of Jesus because I understand how we are truly one. There is no separation between us, so I can confidently use the gifts and abilities that are uniquely mine, and that's how women can make an impact and make a difference in their sphere of influence. The keys are Jesus. Jesus and you as one. Live and breathe that truth. Learn how to stay in your lane and answer the call that is specifically yours. There's no competition in the kingdom. It's not necessary trying to live someone else's life or a life not aligned with who God made you to be. You're never going to be truly fulfilled anyway. So seek first the kingdom. Seek first Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Now, Sister Deborah, how do women gather the confidence and receive direction to begin to take action and move forward in their callings and purposes?
I would say that confidence is rooted in identity and mastery. Courage and confidence are two different things. Courage, we need the courage actually to take the steps towards what it is that, you know, we want out of life or what we believe that God wants for us. And then the more we do it, the confidence can come. I work with women to deep dive into who they are in Christ, also their values, their experience, their passions, etc. Not only that, but we also work together to understand the strategies behind the business that we uncover for them. Now, it sounds obvious, but women need to know what their purpose is, because confusion causes inaction, or at least confused action. And I personally believe that we have the roadmap already inside of us that points towards our callings, and that's something that I help my clients to uncover. I also help them to uncover the why, because that is important to sustain any business that they uncover. The other side of that is that women may know what their calling is, but they don't have the confidence to pursue it. And that's the other great thing about how I help women. Not only do we uncover their business purpose, but really importantly, I coach them through the limiting mindset, the deep-held beliefs, and the roadblocks that would hinder their progress. And we uproot where the lack of confidence is coming from. Being an entrepreneur is 80% mindset. You can have all the strategies in the world, but the wrong mindset or the limiting beliefs, they will keep you stuck.
Amen. Now, kingdom, Jeremiah 29:11 declares, "For I know the plans and the thoughts that I have for you, says the Lord, plans for peace and well-being, not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." Proverbs 16:9 declares, "A man's mind plans his way as he journeys through life, but the Lord directs his steps and establishes them." John 15:16 declares, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and I have appointed and placed you, purposefully planted you, so that you would go and bear fruit and keep on bearing, and that your fruit will remain and be lasting, so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name as my representative, he may give it to you." So, Sister Deborah, can you share with the kingdom a few nuggets about how women can gain the freedom to make a difference doing what they love and get paid for it?
Awesome. The freedom comes from the confidence and the clarity, both in identity and mastery. When you truly understand that you and Christ are one, then you can confidently move forward in whatever business purpose is uncovered, because it will be made up of what makes you, you. And you will embrace that and not try to make it fit, you know, a religious box or what you think you should be doing or what people yes. tell you you should be doing. I once coached someone who couldn't settle with the business purpose that she uncovered in someone else's coaching program, and she just wasn't having any success, and she was stuck. And when I coached her, I could see she was stuck because she was doing what she thought she should do, not what she actually wanted to do. And what she wanted to do, she didn't believe was religious enough, and she brought guilt around that. And, you know, the thing is, when we know that we are not separate from Christ, we can be confident in our dreams and desires. And I love helping women to uncover their true dream, because honestly, they originated with God first. So, yes. you know, we have been given gifts and talents for a reason. And when you're doing what is in alignment with your gifts and talents, and you're doing what's important to you, what energizes you, what lights you up, You're going to love it. You're going to make a difference. And provided you deal with your money story, which is another thing we do in my coaching, you will get paid for it too. You'll get paid for the value that you are providing in the kingdom.
Amen. Kingdom. Philippians, the third chapter, the 12th through the 14th verses, Apostle Paul declares in verse 12, not that I have now attained this ideal or have already been made perfect, but I press on to lay hold of, grasp, and make my own that for which Christ Jesus, the Messiah, has laid hold of me and made me his own. Verse 13, I do not consider, brethren, that I have captured and made it my own yet, but one thing I do, it is my one aspiration, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. Verse 14, I press on toward the goal to win the supreme and heavenly prize to which God in Christ Jesus is calling us upward. So, Sister Deborah, what is your word for those who are feeling burnt out, overwhelmed, disillusioned, frustrated, and sad that their life does not seem to look anything like they'd hoped at this present time? What are a few coaching nuggets you can share with them?
I have been there. Do not despair. You know, time is not wasted unless you are consciously aware that you're wasting it. And you continue to do so. But even then, God is outside of time. And he can turn everything around for your good, for the calling that he has for you. When I had a panic attack before I became a coach, I had this attack that just hit me. And I was so worried that I had wasted all of my years, that I hadn't used my gifts and talents as God had intended, and honestly it hit me hard. But you know, God is amazing, and he showed me that no time had been wasted, and actually he showed me how all the parts of the puzzle fit together and how my calling had actually been there all along. And now that I'm able to help others to see theirs, because I see, know, and I understand this roadmap.
Amen. Amen and amen again. Now, Kingdom, I'm going to read for you Matthew, the 25th chapter, the 14th through the 30th verse, which declares, verse 14, for it is like a man who was about to take a long journey, and he called his servants together and entrusted them with his property. In verse 15, to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each in proportion to his own personal ability. Then he departed and left the country. Verse 16, he who had received the 5 talents went and at once and traded with them and gained 5 talents more. Verse 17, likewise, he who had received the 2 talents, he also gained 2 talents more. But in verse 18, but he who had received the 1 talent went and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. So, Sister Deborah, what word do you have for the woman who has untapped aspirations and dreams about being an entrepreneur and running their own business, but has no idea where to start?
Well, I would say that you can spend years trying to work it out by yourself, or you can work with someone who's already done it and who's already made the mistakes, read the books, taken the programs, and has basically put together all the best bits that will help you to get to where you want to be much faster. So I would just say quite simply, work with me. It's what I do. It can be scary going it alone, but you don't have to. I am passionate about seeing Christian women entrepreneurs released into this world who want to make a huge impact and a difference. My gifts and talents are to help you to uncover yours.
Amen, amen, and amen again. Sister Deborah Stonell, please introduce yourself to the kingdom?
Well, you can find out more information about me and what I do from my website, which is www.livingfreeinspiration.com. You can follow me and connect with me on LinkedIn under my name, Deborah Stonell. Deborah, spelled the biblical way, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, and Stonell is S-T-O-N-E-L-L. You can join me in my private Facebook group exclusively for Christian women for encouragement, mindset training, and much more, and that is called Freedom to Flourish. The two is a number two, Freedom to Flourish. But honestly, the best way is to jump straight in and have a call with me. I would love to chat with you and to tell you more about my coaching and the training programs and how I can help you. And I want to find out more about you. And you can find the details of how to connect on a free call with me from my website, which I've just given to you. Or, I'll spell it out, we've got https://inspirationcall.as.me/complimentary. Quite a long one there, so if you can't remember that, just go to my website and you can just click a button and that will connect you to my calendar.
Amen, amen, and amen again. Kingdom, Let's Talk to the Lord can be heard on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Alexa, YouTube, His Hop Radio every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time, Elation Radio, and at PositivePower21.org. Just go to that site, click on Menu, click on Media Room, click on Let's Talk to the Lord for every episode. We are KingdomInfluencersBroadcast.com every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Central Time, Sensational Sounds Radio every Saturday at 11 a.m. Central Time, and WFFCDB Lexington, Kentucky every Thursday at 7:30 a.m. Central Time. Please write to us at letstalktothelord@yahoo.com. Please visit our website, letstalktothelordradio.international. Please download our app on your Google App Store on your cell phone under the name Let's Talk to the Lord Radio. On Let's Talk to the Lord Radio International, we have 24/7 music, talk, radio, interviews, news, and more. Kingdom, you can now ask Alexa to begin Let's Talk to the Lord Radio International. My latest EP, Remember Now Thy Creator, is available in all digital stores, so please head on over to Amazon and pick you up a copy. So, Kingdom, until next time, may God bless you, and may God keep you living your lives under an open heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Almost gave up in the middle of the night. Almost quit in the middle of the fight. Trying to find a way through the storms of life. But you said, trust me, I've got this. I really don't know where this road's gonna lead. Feeling all alone brings me down to my knees. Battling a storm, trying to find a little peace. But I feel your presence, and you tell me story. I'm gonna get the glory. All you gotta do is just stand in my shadow. I will provide every need. This is your destiny.
It's Gospel Updates with Larry Roberts.
Come on, put your hands together with me.
Hi, I'm Larry W. Robinson, and this is Gospel Updates, your number one source for the who, what, when, why, and where in the gospel community. Today's episode is brought to you by Gospel Updates Magazine, as well as GospelUpdates.com. Apostle John E. Ross has a new song titled, Lord, Give Me Another Chance. It features Sean Scales and Tamara Lloyd. Believers looking for hope and restoration will find encouragement from this song. Lord, Give Me Another Chance speaks of the faithfulness of our God. Here is Apostle John E. Ross, new song titled Lord, Give Me Another Chance, featuring Sean Scales and Tamara Lloyd. Listen and enjoy.
I mean this from my heart.
From my heart.
I promise I won't sin no more.
I won't sin no more.
Apostle John E. Ross' new song, Lord, Give Me Another Chance, featuring Sean Scales and Tamara Lloyd, is available on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, and all other digital download stations. You are listening to Gospel Updates. I'm your host, Larry W. Robinson. I'll have more after this.
Hi, I'm Tasha Page Lockhart. For over 105 years, the historic Piney Woods Schools has specialized in equipping the heads, hearts, and hands of economically disadvantaged students from around the world with a first-class education. The Piney Woods Schools needs your help to continue training young minds for another 105 years. To find out more about Piney Woods and how to give from the heart, log on to pineywoods.org.
We're back, and you're listening to Gospel Updates. I'm your host, Larry W. Robinson. Before the break, I shared with you Apostle John E. Ross' new song, Lord, Give Me Another Chance, featuring Sean Scales and Tamara Lloyd. Apostle John E. Ross connected with me so that he can give you more insight about his new song. Listen to Apostle John E. Ross now.
Blessings, Larry, and thank you for having me on the show. Lord, Give Me Another Chance. When I wrote this song, I wrote it from different perspectives, thinking about the times we mess up repeatedly but not intentionally, meaning a time of growth is needed. And this song also speaks to premeditated, intentional sinning, and I call it that plotting and planning sinning. But now we are repenting from the heart, and we want right standing with God.
You've been listening to Gospel Updates, your number one source for the who, what, when, why, and where in the gospel community. I am your host, Larry W. Robinson. For these and other happenings in the world of gospel, visit GospelUpdates.com. Visit GospelUpdates.com to submit gospel happenings in your community today, as well as get your subscription to Gospel Updates magazine from GospelUpdates.com. Thanks for listening.
Journey.
Now stay tuned.
And I'm glad about it. The world, mean old Satan, can't do us no harm. Isn't that right? Oh, yeah. It's another day's journey. And I'm glad.
I'm glad about it.
Oh, I'm glad.
I'm glad about it.
Oh, I'm glad.
I'm glad about it.
Church, it's another day's journey. And I'm glad.
I'm glad about it.
Oh, I'm so glad to be right here. He woke us up early this morning. And I'm glad.
I'm glad about it.
Oh, I'm glad.
I'm glad about it.
Oh, right now I'm glad.
I'm glad about
oh,
it.
He woke you up early this morning, and I'm glad.
I'm glad about it.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here. He started me on my way. and I'm glad.
vibrations that travel through the air or another medium and can be heard when they reach a person's ear. That's not the only definition of sound. There's a sound in one's voice that lets you know just what they feel. There is a sound of pain, a sound of joy, a sound of strength, a sound of love, a sound of desperation, and a sound of victory. Listen to the sound.
Come on. glad, y'all.
Yeah.
Queen Martina. This is and you're Queen listening Martina. To this is an Urban listening Movement to. Radio.
You know what I mean?
Gospel recording artist.